gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Across the nation now, hundreds of counties declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. The divide in America has never been more clear. The divide across this nation has never been more clear when it comes to cultural issues, the cultural issues of owning guns. And you just heard Elizabeth Warren, if you're with us just moments ago, telling a person at one of her rallies that she didn't care if people were licensed and checked by the government, she would not support concealed carry. Revealing once again the truth about liberals and guns, which is they hate them. They hate the idea that you have them, and they don't want you to have any of them. Well, just recently, a new Facebook page popped up here in Michigan. Michigan for 2A Sanctuary Counties. It's Michigan for the number 2 capital A Sanctuary Counties. It picked up over 40,000 followers. It's now at almost 46,000 followers in just over a week. Trucker Randy Bishop is here with me to talk more about it. Trucker Randy hosts Your Defending Fathers on Patriot Voice Radio. Randy, welcome back. How are you?
Good, sir. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Good to have you here. I mean, you knew that there's a support out there, a level of support when it comes to sanctuary counties. You knew there would be a level of support and people that would stand up and say, yes, count me. I don't think you expected 40,000 people to join you in the first 7 days.
No, it was unexpected. Actually, a Patriot brother, Jeff Fuss, created the page, launched it, called me and said, hey, can you help promote it, organize it, help me out? We're getting bombarded here. And what we did was we created a statewide effort to educate the people of the state of Michigan, most importantly, our elected officials, so that they knew that the Constitution of the state of Michigan, as it was amended, Steve, in 1963, Article 1, Section 6, Bearing of Arms, says, quote, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, period, end quote.
You know, and I've asked people about that in the past, Randy, and I think it's interesting, and I think it's great. That's the banner at the top of the Facebook page. Because yes. I've asked people, attorneys and so forth, so-called constitutional scholars about, does that mean even if the Second Amendment were eliminated at the federal level that I here in Michigan would still have the right to keep and bear arms? They weren't clear about it, but I'm clear about it. I, as a citizen of Michigan, have the right to keep and bear arms for the defense of myself and of this state. I think it's pretty black and white. It is the state constitution, so no matter what would happen at a federal level, I believe that this would refer to the 14th Amendment and the rights of the states. But I think it's important that people get out there and make themselves heard.
Well, here's the other point. The left, the fake BS news media, the talking heads, the Democrat Party, have co-opted our Second Amendment. They want to argue over the words well-regulated militia. They want to argue over commas. Okay, Michigan state constitution has none of that. There's no ambiguity. It's clear. It's concise. It's to the point. And you're exactly right. 10th Amendment and 14th Amendment rights would basically, no matter what happened in Washington, here, the people of the state of Michigan, we would still have our state constitution. And if you, like you say, you add the filters of the 10th and the 14th Amendment, it doesn't matter. If you live in Michigan, this being a statewide effort, we are going to organize every county in the state. We're working on a resolution, Steve. We're polishing the language. We're getting it vetted by attorneys. And we're going to distribute it to every county in the state of Michigan, all 83.
Right, and some will say yes and some will say no. And I'm going to be talking to some different county sheriffs about their take on it. Go on.
Sure. Well, we are going to give it to the county board of commissioners. That's the duly elected folks that run every county. If they pass it, they then are going to be required to give it to every elected official in their county, that being the county sheriffs, like you mentioned, the county prosecutors, and then we're going to forward a copy to Lansing, state senators, state representatives, the governor, and we're going to forward it to our congresspeople in Washington saying that our Second Amendment right per our state's constitution is absolutely the rule of our state, and we will not and do not want them to enforce any law that will take those rights away from us, the people of the state of Michigan.
Well, and I agree with that, and I fully support that, and I want people to come to this page, and I want people to have some common cause here. I want folks listening to the program here to have some common cause, because I just joined the group myself, and I think that people would be well served by doing the same thing. It's Michigan for two, the number two, capital A, sanctuary counties. Michigan for the number two, capital A, sanctuary counties. Michigan for 2A, sanctuary counties. And I think it's important that these county commissioners and others, all politicians for that matter, need to know that we're serious and we vote on this issue. I think it's important for people like Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens to know that we vote on this issue, not just the fact that they went after an impeachment that's a joke, but that we want our personal rights, because I consider defending myself and my home and my family to be a human right, Randy. I consider it to be my human right. Fair?
God-given, Steve. People have to understand that the Second Amendment, as written by our founding fathers, was an instruction to the government. It wasn't a right the government gave us. It was us telling the government, you cannot infringe on our right to bear arms. It shall not be infringed. What part of that, Steve, do they not get?
It's pretty simple. But, you know, the fact of the matter is when the man stepped up and asked Elizabeth Warren about the church shooting in White Settlement, Texas, and said, well, you know, it was two guys that took out the shooter, would you support a universal carry law if the people that got those concealed carries were licensed and checked by the government? She said, absolutely not. So even licensed and universal background checks, those don't mean anything to the left. She just admitted that.
Yes, and if you look at the history, Steve, how many countries, after they took the guns, how many millions of people died in those countries? All you got to do is look at the history of it, and this is what the left wants to do to America.
Absolutely true, Randy. So I tip my hat to you. And what was the gentleman's name again that started this group?
Jeff Fuss. He's a patriot brother. He's been listening to your Defending Fathers for over 7 years. We talk about these kind of issues all the time, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday.
Well, I tip my hat to that. Is there a website or a Facebook page people can find you?
Yes, yourdefendingfathers.com. We have a stream player there. You can listen online. The TuneIn app, download it, one word, open it, and search for WYPV. We're your patriot voice.
All right, there you have it. Trucker Randy, greatly appreciate you being here. And again, it's Michigan for 2A Sanctuary Counties, Michigan for 2A Sanctuary Counties. Let's give them some support here, folks. Let's get together on this Facebook page and say, you know, we stand together. We stand for the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, and for human rights, and the right to defend myself, my family, and anything else I seem and deem fit for defense. Randy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. All right, everybody, quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. It's Friday, January 3rd, 2020. Can you imagine Elizabeth Warren saying, I don't care about background checks. I don't care about licensing. No, you can't have a gun. And that's the bottom line from the left. That's the bottom line. 41 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back.
Parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say. Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by Okay to Say and MAB.